10 minutes on the clock. This week a little different. We're here in Mount Vernon.
Welcome to Mount Vernon, Washington.
Yes, Washington. You may be a little confused by the vast fields of tulips behind us, but we are actually here in Washington, mm-hmm. in one of the largest bulb manufacturers or growers in the world.
Yeah, farmers. The Ruzengaard.
Ruzengaard, yes. Natives of Holland actually started growing bulbs in the 1700s.
Yep. And they emigrated to the United States, and now they have one of the largest tulip gardens in the world. They have over 1,000 acres of tulips here that they grow, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, we wish we could have had a little bit nicer sky, but it's okay because the fields are in bloom here and it's still fantastic.
So. It's gorgeous.
So we are nine weeks from TechEd Europe, counting down. Once again, I'm Mark DeFalco. With me today,
Janine Wisniewski.
Good, because I wasn't going to get the name completely right.
Or Wisniewski.
We have a couple announcements real quick. Once again, TechEd Europe is in Amsterdam, June 26th through 29th. Pre-conference seminars on the 25th. Registration is up on the website, europe.msteched.com. We had a couple announcements. Big one, I think, this week is the announcement of our day two keynote with Anton LeBlanc, who's a corporate vice president for Windows Web Services. We also have our first schedule up for all of our sessions, so you can go ahead and start to build your schedule online.
Very exciting.
On the website, you can go either search, filter, browse the sessions, or go by the agenda and click the little heart. It'll turn red, and that's your building your agenda. You can go to the My Agenda once you've logged in with your
Windows Live
ID.
And then it saves your schedule as you're building it, right?
And it's important to note, you're not reserving a spot, you're not holding a seat, and you don't need to do this in order to have a spot at the conference. This is important for us to judge the size of rooms that we need to move these in, if there's more interest than we thought there would be. That's important for us to know. And also,
and in general, it's just nice to build out your schedule so you know what sessions you want to see when you're there.
Yes. Coming soon, there's going to be more hands-on labs and workshops. Mm-hmm. Workshops are actually, hands-on labs are self-paced, and workshops are instructor-led at their pace. It gives you kind of like a mini class, but it's all hands-on. You're on workshop work machines, which are actually, this is a good segue, inside what we call the Tech Expo. And Janine, you're in charge of most of the Tech Expo, or large parts of it. Why don't you kind of explain?
Yeah. So this is my second TechEd Europe. I got to work at TechEd Europe 2010 back in Berlin. So
not to mention, yes, this is not our first time so, in front of the camera.
Yeah, so it's nice to be back again on the Countdown show. I do manage overall registration for the event, and I also do manage the TLC and the Partner Expo portion of what we're calling the Tech Expo Hall this year. Tech Expo is something that they have in North America as well, and we have in Europe. And it's just going to be a really great place this year. If some of you remember, in Berlin, we had two separate halls for the TLC and the Expo for the partners. And this year, we're combining it all into one hall, so it's all co-located. And in addition, it's going to be co-located with the hands-on labs and the workshops. So it's sort of your one-stop shopping when you're not in sessions or the keynote. So it's just a really great location.
You mentioned the TLC for those who are into the TLAs.
All of those great acronyms. The TLC is the Technical Learning Center. That's where all of our Microsoft experts are going to be located for you to follow up with any of your burning questions that you might have after a session. You can catch some of the speakers there, and you can also dive into some additional great demos that they have there as they're showing off some of their latest products.
So one of the things we want to talk about a little bit is sponsors. They're mm-hmm. a big part of the show, and they'll be inside the Tech Expo as well.
Yeah.
You can see some of them are on the website on the sponsors page, or our platinum sponsors are right there on the front page, actually.
Yeah, so the Tech Expo Hall is a great place for you to be able to talk with some of our key partners who are sponsoring and will be exhibiting on the show floor. I just wanted to say that sales are going really well, but we only have a limited number of spots left on the show floor. Again, they're all really great spots. I would definitely recommend, if you haven't already, to reach out to our team for more information if you're interested in exhibiting on the show floor. You can email me directly at jwis@microsoft.com, and I'd be happy to talk about more of the details with you if you're interested.
Very, very courageous of you to give out your email address.
It's out there.
For our thousands of viewers.
Yeah.
Speaking of viewers, just recently, if you're looking at the Countdown Show container on Channel 9, Rick and Joey,
yep.
Rick and Joey Snow, have started the Countdown to North America as well. Feel free to give them some views as well on their show. It's the same thing that we're doing here. It is important to note that the shows are different from what we're going to be talking about. The content is the same.
Mm-hmm.
We have the same content team working at both. But these things, like the Tech Expo, while it may be named the same thing, slight differences,
mm-hmm.
Different partners, different fun sessions at night.
Yep, different evening events, slightly different.
And but yeah, feel free to, if you're going to be attending North America or if you're interested in it, check out their show as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to do a little plug for Connect?
Sure.
So some of you might remember us from last year in 2010. Both Mark and I were some of the Connect
pre-keynote entertainment, I believe.
Yes, pre-keynote entertainment in Berlin. We were doing Connect up on the stage, jumping around like fools, having fun. And yeah, we just sort of wanted to throw that out there. If anyone maybe had interest in seeing us make fools of ourselves again.
If you look hard, I have found video of it on the internet. It's actually not that hard to find, but if you go back to Tech Ed Europe, it was 2010, it was 18 months ago, because we moved back to the summer,
mm-hmm.
To avoid colder weather.
Yeah.
But yes, that was, it was actually one of my first couple months on the team, and they were just basically going to try to drag me into whatever was possible.
Yep. And if you all remember, Connect was just launching at the time. That was the first time we were really getting to see it, and even us, we had only played it once the week before getting ready for this show.
Yeah, I think it was right around the same time as the North America launch, and almost a week before the European launch, so we had a bunch at the show to show off in the Expo Hall,
and
that was a first time for a lot of people to have a first time interaction with Connect. That's one of the great things about coming in person to one of these shows is hands-on. I mean, the entire mm-hmm. Expo Hall is full of technology and partners
and experts. The latest and greatest.
We will have the play on words, the Connect Lounge, I believe, is C-O-N-N-E-C-T, mm-hmm. is one of the places that we'll have, once again, kind of seating and
community area, and Channel 9 is also going to be there, I believe.
Channel 9 will be there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have little areas so you can sit down with the whiteboard and do your kind of small work groupy kind of things together. And then branch out to everything else that's in there as well.
Yeah. As we get blown away.
The wind is actually picking up a little bit. Let me check on the timer real quick. Oh, quick, 1 minute left. So, you had mentioned that you've been on the team for doing events.
I've been doing events for 6 years now. We've worked on PDC, Mix, and Tech Ed Europe now. So a lot of great conferences. Oh, and Build as well.
Yes.
Build was this past year.
Most recent. And so this will be your first Tech Ed Europe in Amsterdam. You've actually been able to go and see the grounds and the building and everything on some site.
Yeah, so I have done two site visits now in Amsterdam, and the facilities are just great. The RAI Conference Center, it's in a great location in Amsterdam. The building is beautiful. It's really easy to get around once you're inside. Transportation to and from is great. The trams and train station and very walkable. And then in June, it's just going to be beautiful weather. So who knows, maybe you could even rent a bike and take a bike to and from your hotel.
I'm hoping to get on the canals, honestly.
Or you could hop on a boat and take the canal. There is a canal that butts up right up to the Rye right there. And I think I heard that there's a public beach. It was a little too chilly when I was there visiting to see the beach in action, but I hear that it's going to be really nice.
If the weather picks up a little bit and we can sneak out of the back of the convention center that is definitely something I would look forward to. There's a new addition onto the Rye as well now.
Yes, the Elysium building.
It's kind of a towering,
big, beautiful. Ooh, time's up.